Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I would just like to narrate just mercy of Srila Prabhupada, how it is flowing in the sinful land of Middle East. So some time back, His Holiness Jayadwait Maharaj was there in Abu Dhabi, and knowing him, the chief editor of many of Srila Prabhupada's books, and he loves the books being distributed, I informed Jayadwait Maharaj about the scores of e-book distribution as I was coordinating the e-book distribution there. E-book distribution is basically we collect the address and the Lakshmi from devotees there in Middle East, the address of their relative in India, then send that money through wire transfer to any temples in India, and they distribute the book in India via post. So this was happening, and I was very happily telling him the score, and Jayadwait Maharaj told that, but that's in India. What about books being distributed here? We want people to get delivered here also. And knowing the culture of the Islamic country, I just told Maharaj that, Maharaj, probably it's difficult to distribute physically books here. And then he told me, nothing is difficult. We need to devise the plan. And then few months and years passed, and by the mercy of the devotees, they devised the plan. They brought the books inside the country, and whoever was going to India traveling, we used to bring the books, and by different modes and means, we brought the books. And now this is the auspicious month of Damodar, where we go to house and distribute books. And there are many labor camps in Middle East. So the devotees, they have distributed from 6th October to 19th October, 1,682 books. So this is the physical book distribution happening, and this is for half month. So we presume probably more than 4,000 books will get distributed. And if we take the total sum of the whole Middle East, probably over 10,000 books will get distributed by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And also, there are like thousands and thousands of devotees who are getting mercy to offer their lamps by mercy of Srila Prabhupada to Lord Damodar, where in one sense, you cannot practice bhakti openly there. Everything is underground. But Srila Prabhupada's mercy flows in whatever way, you know, like it's from above, below, everywhere, and not only Paschatya Desh, but in Middle East also. So many devotees are connecting, getting connected to Krishna consciousness, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and also taking bhakti. So this is Prabhupada's mercy, that he has reached every corner of the world, and he is influencing many, many devotees. So if we take the whole of Middle East, probably there are like more than 20,000 active devotees practicing devotional service. So this is, I'm giving some statistics just to show how the mercy of Prabhupada flows through. In the deserted land where there is no water, but the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada is flowing through the Middle East. And I just give one incident of one family. A very nice Vaishnava family initiated in other sampradaya. They came to Middle East, and somebody, their relative, told that you have come to Papa Bhumi, and why you are working here and earning the money. And they were really tensed. But somehow or other, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, they came in connected with devotees, and they felt so happy. And they got connected, reading Srila Prabhupada's book, also offering many, many services for us to conduct programs. And when they came to know that, you know, this is what Srila Prabhupada is creating, they felt so happy and again went and told their relatives, and their children are practicing much better bhakti, apparently, than, you know, those their relatives in India. So this is Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada, through his disciples, through his books, through his grand disciples, and by his divine grace, so much is happening. So just a small statistic that Prabhupada's mercy is flowing everywhere and inundating the whole world. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Prasamit Prabhu.